Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode number 82 in the book of Revelation. We're going to talk about the lake of fire today. That's a lot of fun. Let me read from Revelation chapter 21. I'm going to start in verse 6. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the spring of water. We talked about that yesterday. The spring of water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. So we learned mostly yesterday that God gives this free spring of water. It flows from the throne, doesn't cost you a nickel. It costs him everything. He paid so we don't have to pay. And Isaiah, it says, to come to the waters, he who has no money, but come by and eats. So in this buy concept is he who has no money, us, buys him who's without price. He is the pearl of great price. That's Jesus. And he who's thirsty is able to come to this water. Verse 7, the one who conquers, every believer, that means every believer that finishes well, he gets this heritage. He gets to drink from this river that he didn't create. He gets to enjoy an inheritance that he didn't amass, and he obtains something because of the work of another. And the Lord says this precious thing, I will be his God, he will be my son, and you get this intimate and familial relationship. So that's the good news. The bad news is verse 8, which I'm going to talk about more extensively today. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for the murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake of fire that burns with fire. I'm sorry, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. So verse 8 here, we look a little bit in an expanded form at believers who have made a pattern of their sin. That is, they have left a trail of it that is described here. First of all, they're cowardly. So being a Christian is frequently brave, and you need to be bold in external witness sometimes, but also bold in control, in self-control, or in control of your gentleness, or in doing acts of love. All those things are brave. Next thing is described as being faithless. And faith is the essential element of Christianity. It's belief, it's faith, it's accepting a real person, God, capital P, who you cannot see, and trusting in these promises and activities that are kind of yet to come in a lot of ways. Revelation is a good example of that. Most of Revelation is stuff that's going to come, and we're blessed to read it because it's helping us set our mind on how this all ends. Detestable, that was my favorite one today. It means to abhor, and specifically to feel nauseous over, to feel nausea over. It's the situation where you have throw up in your mouth. That's how bad these people are and the activities of these people are. They're also described as murderers. So murder is, we have this author of life, he created life, life is special, and it's disrespecting the author of life, who's in charge of it, life and death, and thinking that one's above God, and so I will take your life, I will take something that is actually for God only. And it's not just not nurturing life, it's actually taking of a life. Then the sexually immoral. So here's, remember, sexuality is a great gift that God gives to marriage. It's also a great sin marker. And the reason is it follows theology closely. So good sexuality follows good theology. Conversely, bad sexuality follows bad theology. We live in a world that doesn't want to hear it, and doesn't even want to hear that there are wrong views about God or wrong views about sexual morals. Then sorcerers. So those are the people who practice these maybe demonic powers. It's often associated with prophecy and false prophecy and invoking deities or demons, and maybe, you know, magical arts and magical objects, stuff God says he wants no part of. then idolaters. And idolatry is when you place something higher than God. And then finally, liars, which we all understand. It's truth, it's words, and it's the word, capital W. So God is all about truth and his eternal word. And people have a value. And his people value the truth that he gives them. And then he tells them, this is your portion. So what's hell going to be like? Here, a couple things. Number one, it's about God. And it's being specifically away from God. This is probably the biggest regret, I would think, of people that are going to be in this state. Because possession of God and placement with God, like we talked about, it's free and it was generous and it was a gift and it was an invitation. And for 2 Thessalonians 1:8 says that God is going to place those people away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. So number one is you're away from God. Number two is you're with people. You are with unfaithful people, the human knuckleheads. Well, we're all knuckleheads, but it's the unredeemed. Luke 12:46 says, the master of the servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. So you get the absence of God and the presence of the knuckleheaded people, and then worse than that, you get the presence of these evil creatures. You get to reside permanently with the bad guys, specifically the beast, the false prophet, and Satan. Then you get to be placed with death, who is not doing death anymore. But you're with all these evil, you know, spirits. So not only are you with the unrepentant people, you're also with the evil and always evil and probably scary and probably terrifying and without governance. And the only governance that these people have is the only thing they know is they can't get out of it and you can't get out of it because it's permanent. Then it's called this lake of fire. So this lake still exists after the passing of the present earth and the present heaven. So that probably means that it's not physically located on our earth here today because this earth is going to pass away. That doesn't mean, however, that it doesn't exist. And Satan has tried to make this point that, you know, there is no such thing as this. It is a lake. It is a physical place. And it somehow burns with physical suffering. The last thing is it's based on choice. So I beg you now to ask God for help to be saved. Why? I want you to receive now because you can't receive it later. Thanks for listening to the Lake of Fire. See you tomorrow.